Welcome back to Texans Huddle, off-season edition. And when you talk about the off-season, we knew there were going to be moves at quarterbacks, and the Houston Texans did not disappoint.
That's right, Patty. No more Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Mallett signs as a free agent. He was headed for free agency. They bring in Brian Hoyer. It's a quarterback competition, and I know this is something we're going to be talking about for a lot of shows this off-season.
Well, a couple guys we did spend a lot of time talking about that unfortunately we won't be talking about in the same way anymore, and that's Chris Myers and Andre Johnson.
Yeah, that's too bad, because Andre Johnson obviously drafted in 2003 and, you know, face of the franchise kind of guy. Of course, not every player gets to finish their career in the city in which they were drafted, and this is the case with Andre now. Unfortunately, a Colt, so he joins the enemy. And, of course, Chris Myers, what can you say about him? Great in the community, great on the football field, multi-pro bowler, and a guy who had 112 consecutive starts going as a streak for this team. He'll be missed.
Definitely will be missed. We wish both of those guys success and good luck, though not against us. But Kareem Jackson was a priority this offseason for the Texans, and Rick Smith was able to step up and take care of that.
Anytime you have somebody headed for free agency, there's a threat. I thought Mallett was a threat to leave as well, but they were able to re-sign him. But getting Kareem back is huge, and you know Kareem really wanted to be here. What a tremendous story. We've talked about it so many times, how as a rookie he struggled, but he matured into a great cornerback, and now he gets a second deal. Good luck to him, and boy, the Texans are certainly going to need him with some of the teams they're facing this year. Tom Brady comes to this building, by the way, just a reminder.
And one guy who knows all about Tom Brady, and that's the big man in the middle on the defensive line, Vince Wilfork. He had a chance to go to a lot of different places, but he chose the Houston Texans.
Coming off a Super Bowl year with an organization I spent 11 good years at in New England, and it was tough. It definitely was tough to leave that because of the friendship I had over the years, the people that I know, the team, the organization, the fans. It's just like it was home for me. You know, it still is home for me. So it made it a little tough for me, but at the same time, I had to decide what was more important for myself and my family. You know, it was one of those things where business is business. And I think when that came up, it was like, okay, it's a possibility that I won't be here. What's our next option? So once we saw that and once we got all that information, it was like, okay, we have to make a decision. So the decision we made was to come to Houston, and I don't regret it.
Hand off Murray, right side. Swearinger brings him down right at the line of scrimmage.
The first thing I looked at is, what's the young team that I think that's on up and coming, that's only a few plays, a few players away from making a real run at being a Super Bowl quality team. And when I put Houston up there, I said, you know what, all the teams that I want to go and all the places I want to go, this is the best fit. I seen a team that love to play football. I see a city that's unbelievable. I see an organization that's very loving and caring, just like an organization I came from. So my decision was made real simple and real easy when it came to that. So I just want guys to understand that, hey, I'm here just like everybody else. I mean, I've been in 4 Super Bowls. I won 2. I have a lot of experience, but at the same time, it's every year is different. But I just think this team has what it takes to get there, but it's going to be a lot of hard work, though.
Shotgun, one back, Bradshaw. Luck drops the snap, and there's a chase for the ball. And guess who's got it? JJ to his left, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown!
Who wouldn't want to come play again next to the best defensive lineman in the game? So that's an extra bonus that I had coming down here in Houston. To get a chance to play with these guys, I mean, they're special, you know, and what he's done so far in his career, it's unbelievable. And I told him, I was the first one to tell him, I say, I'm not going to change nothing you do. Don't worry about me. I say, hopefully I can make it a little easier for you, but I don't want him to change his game because JJ is JJ. I want to let JJ be JJ. The more he can be JJ, the better this team will do. So he understand that. He kind of laughed when I told him that, but I was like, I'm dead serious. So I'm pretty sure when you have a guy like that, you have to let that guy be himself. You got to. I mean, and the thing is, he's not a dumb football player. He's a very smart, intelligent football player. He's a great guy on and off the field. So it's not like he's out there don't know what he's doing and don't know what's about to happen. he knows exactly what he's doing. So that makes it even better to play with a guy like that. It's easy to get comfortable doing things the way you've been doing it for so long. And I had to get out of my comfort zone because my comfort zone was New England, you know, but it didn't work for me no more. You know, I had to move on. So, you know, this organization was so comfortable and so used to being a certain way. So when Billy came along, it was a shock. It was a difference. I think what I bring to the table is somebody that played up on Billy in New England that can kind of vouch for him to the players and let them know it's okay for change. You know, it's okay to do extra. It's okay to do more film work. It's okay to do that. That's what the great teams do. So if you want to get to that one spot that everybody chase, we have to do things a little different. We have to hold each other accountable now until the end of the season. And it's just not about on the field. You know, it's off the field also. So it's all about doing the right thing. And I think if I can just get through to the guys of that message, just do the right things, and you benefit big time for it, then we'll be okay. We'll have a shot.
Of course you have a shot. You have Vince Big Daddy Wilfork lining up on that D-line, plugging up the middle. What a tremendous addition for this football team. Great free agent acquisition.
Well, you know who we haven't talked about yet? His partner there on that D-line.
You mean Jared Crick or Jeffrey Pagan?
No, J.J. Watt. He's had a very busy offseason as well, and we'll catch up with him and tell you what he's been doing for the last couple months when we come back. Stay with us.